Say what? It's melting. It's melting. Yeah. I got up at 3 this morning and drove down here. So I've been up since 3 o'clock. It's 9 o'clock now. I've been up 3 o'clock. Yeah, 9. It's off. I feel fine. Yeah. I'll tell you about stuff when we go to a break. It's counting up at 50 seconds right now. I think that's at 110 or 20 or something. Okay,
as we usually say this time every week, we should say good evening to RBN listeners. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting, BJ Barden of my name, and we're here today on this Saturday, 20th of February, 2021. We did a repeat last week. I was back late here and hadn't stuff prepared, so that's the first repeat, I think, in 8 or 9 months. But straight away today, later on in the program, we'll talk about Texas snowmageddon, and by God, were they caught short. But first, we have the most prolific exposer, you could say, of the deep state. You'll know who that is in any 1 second. State plans to do what I call the deliberate planned destruction of 27 areas of our life. And that person is Deborah Tavares. Hello, Deborah.
Thank you so much, PJ, for having me on the Barden Report tonight. I, of course, run the website stopthecrime.net, and many of you may know that YouTube took our stopthecrime.net video channel down. Not our website, but the YouTube video channel. And fortunately, everything is backed up. And we're going to be asking right now for all of you to please go type in stopthecrime.net on your search and resubscribe, and that allows us to get more videos up, as I'm understanding. And we lost all our subscribers, we lost all the comments under multiple years, many years of posting videos, and so we're wanting to get information out far and wide, as we always do. And again, this loss represented thousands upon thousands of hours and many, many years, and they were gone. We woke up one morning, and we found that our channel was gone. It felt like a major book burning, because those videos represented a condensed version of many of the documents that we have posted on the website. So we are, as I say, backed up. Please resubscribe. Go to stopthecrime.net and follow the prompts. And we're going to be talking.
Can I just say, how many of those can you retrieve? All?
Oh, we have all of them. We didn't lose anything. It's just that it's not up on YouTube. We do have now a brand new YouTube channel, video YouTube channel. It's called Stop the Crime. So you can also find what we've posted up on that for yourselves as well. But it's most important that people continue to follow the information, because we all recognize that things are certainly going by us so quickly. And I want to talk about that, because on my email blast out tab on stopthecrime.net, I did a video called War of Weathers, and it was about the New York Times and what we were foretold. And I also discussed toxic electronic plagues and AI smart cities and human-machine fusion. Now, I'm going to go over a little bit of that with all of you tonight, but but I have some very hot topics that all of you need to hear, because while we were all spellbound and watching the freezing weather in over 13 states in the United States, we must understand that other countries in the world were freezing as well. And so you can look that up. The United States was not the only targeted blast of directed energy weapons for this deep freeze. But let's talk about that for a moment or two and dive in to what we have to look at. So they're telling us, certainly, in today's headlines, which, again, is Saturday, February the 20th of 2021, they're saying that there's a fury in Texas and other states as homeowners were hit with electricity bills as high as $17,000. Now, everyone needs to understand this is the goal, to price us out of being able to utilize electricity. This was the reason that Rothschild deployed the worldwide smart meter deployment, and most cities throughout the world and every house and building has a smart meter. So they're also talking about the lack of planning caused this cold catastrophe. No, the lack of planning did not cause this cold catastrophe. It was the attack that caused the cold catastrophe. This was an attack. And I'm going to reference you to a few videos, again, that I have posted, and so that we'll recognize we've got to use the reality, the words of reality, because the words are bait and switch. Also, we're being told, and this is true, that there were deaths in bedrooms and in vehicles and backyards, and even that inmates battled inhumane conditions because of the cold. They say that the crisis now in many states stretches into the eighth day. There are empty grocery store shelves, and there's the feeling of hopelessness. And that hopelessness existed before they were attacked by these weapons because of COVID. And COVID is literally a control, a mechanism that is causing increased suicides because people are very depressed, particularly among the young. But then we found that Biden declared a major disaster. So let's get into this a bit. I've done many videos on these situations over the years, but it says Texas is thawing out, but millions are without water. Now, I'm going to say this again. I've said it many times. Everyone needs to understand this is an attack on the global power grid. The electric power grid is the largest machine in the world. And what is meant by that? Our modern lives literally platform on top of the power grid that Rothschild LLC and controlling families of this world control. And now they're eliminating it. This is what the new Green Deal is all about, reducing us back to a period of time in 1750, the year 1750. The only exception with living and surviving in that period of time is there still will be the weapons, the drones that can operate solar-powered, and the satellites, and all of the other aspects of delivering toxic and deadly frequencies to us all. So I have recommended many times, and I would suggest for all of you that are listening right now, if you have not experienced a power outage, you must create your own power outage in your home. Tape up all of your electric switches so you won't forget and flip them on, and try not having power for 3 days. In conjunction with not having power, don't turn on your tap, your faucets. Don't take showers, and don't flush your toilets. There will be no water, as you're hearing what is happening in Texas. We face the same thing. Most of you realize and know that I'm 1 hour north of the Golden Gate Bridge here in Northern California. And we have faced multiple powers, oftentimes Pacific Gas and Electric, also who is Rothschild, cuts the power in the middle of evacuations due to fires. intentionally set fires as well. Complete control. So you've got to be prepared. You must be prepared if you plan on surviving, because we must do all we can to be harder to kill. That is the bottom line. We all must do all we can to be harder to kill. And we're going to talk about other things that are in the news today, and then I'm going to hit you with some things that aren't in the news, things that should be in the news.
But what you've said so far, we're actually in a multi-level war. People don't really realize that. It's a multi-level war against us.
Yes, that's absolutely true. We're going to talk a little bit later in the show about the deadly viruses and what's coming next following COVID, because we've been told, and also diseases that are causing brain swelling. We're going to get into that. And they're talking about how we will now become sick and infected because diseases will pass from animals to humans. And what will result is massive fear, as we're seeing now, and people will start euthanizing their pets. And pets will be replaced with robotic little animals that will walk and meow and bark and whatever your kind of pet will do. So this was in some documents that I discussed years back, and at the time it just seemed horrific. Well, now we are at the time of horrific. So I want to go over what we face right now, but I want to again refer everyone to StopTheCrime.net. Please go to our recent video. It's called War of Weathers, New York Times Foretold. Again, we're going to go over that in just a moment. But I want to certainly say this. The main event of today is not seen by those of us who live in it. We see the surfaces only. We see and hear the newspapers, the radios. We hear about natural weather being reported consistently, so that most people, sadly, are mind-controlled. And we have a manufactured culture. Our reality is completely manufactured. And we face an event that has fundamentally gone unnoticed by most people. Nothing comparable in our history it will compare to the events that we face. It has mentally gone unnoticed, transferred. We've been transferred from nature, our old environment, as our host of life, into a technological environment of life now. And everything exists within the technology. We live in technology, wireless and deadly technologies. And technology has become ubiquitous, just as the air we breathe, and there's oxygen reduction as well. So we are no longer conscious of the level of technology that's wrapped around each and every single one of us. We don't. Life goes on unquestioned. That's why we scratch our heads and wonder why so many people just don't seem to see what those of you that are listening now see. And life is absolutely out of balance. And life is disintegrating. We all understand that at many different levels, and we're in tremendous turmoil. Many people will look at it as just a crazy life. They won't understand the enormity of what we face, and that's because of the propaganda, the indoctrination, the schooling, the media, etc. But we're going to break because you need to know what you need to know and what you're going to hear on this program this evening, because has gone undiscussed in the context of all the weather attacks. But
as well as children being stopped going to school, which they're doing here, the exam results are being screwed up in 20 and 21, so they are now tainted school results that are going to destroy children and their chances as well. That's what's going on here.
Well, what most people would believe, going to school is the worst and last thing parents should be doing to their children, because the level of false indoctrination and reality is where our kids are coming out of unprepared for the real reality of the life that they're going to be living in. And besides, let's face it, the young and the old are now being exterminated because there are not enough jobs. There won't be enough jobs. We're being transitioned into a great reset. And we're going to talk about some of these items, and I'm going to continue to roll because I'm first going to talk about some weather, because we're certainly all looking at what's happening in the United States and other countries. I remind you, other countries are being frozen as well. So we're going to talk about what's happening with the weather, because this is weather warfare. And its operation is classic military operation. And it's within one's own nation, country, state, county, or even city, by one's that own intention. The internal attacks are within. In other words, Texas is attacking Texas. Other states that are suffering these types of damages and weather events, such as all the fires that we experienced here, it's our state attacking us. So by one's own internal attack forces, we're being attacked. This is a classic military operation, and they attack the enemy with overwhelming force. Well, this is what weather is now affording, these attack programs with the weather. They're cutting off our ability to communicate. We're seeing that cell phone towers, cell phones won't work, landlines won't work, depending on the type of attack you've been confronted with. They take the enemy's eyes out. So they eliminate our ability to see clearly and to communicate and to get a good visual perspective on what we face. That is a classic enemy and military strategy, and we're the enemy. They're taking our ears out, which is what I discussed on reducing communication. This is a strategy, and they fix us so we can't maneuver. Look at what these weather events are doing. We can't travel. Well, that's the intention of the New Green Deal and of the climate action plans, is not to travel. This is also a warfare attack, and they're using weather to facilitate all the reductions of resources and the type of poverty that we will all be driven into. This is also a sneak attack, and the aggressor often announces his attacks and the date and time, and even the place. Look at hurricanes. We watch them. We see it. It's an attack, and we're going to go over that because we've watched some of the prior hurricanes of the past and easily can see that these are weather weapons being used. And so all of this spirals into human disaster, and that's what we're all living through now. And it creates tremendous chaos, sorrow, and sadness as we are burned out, blown out, frozen out, and politically maneuvered out with policies of death called reduction of greenhouse gas emissions. I want to remind everybody what the World Economic Forum has told us, and this is what they're telling are the 8 predictions for the world by 2030, that we will own nothing and we'll be happy. Whatever you want, you'll rent, and it will be delivered by drone. The U.S. won't be the world's leading superpower. No one will be the leading superpower, of course, other than the leading controlling families. You won't die waiting for an organ. You won't need to transplant organs because they'll print new ones with 3D printers. There will be only a few countries that will be dominant, and you'll eat much less meat. Well, we're going to talk about this because, PJ, I printed out the Climate Action Emergency Plan for the UK and for Wales, and if you weren't aware, it's in your Climate Action Plan that you will have less meat. And they say in the World Economic Forum, you'll have an occasional treat of meat, but it won't be a staple. And for the good of our environment and for our health, they're eliminating meat. I won't go on to the other ones, but you're getting the gist of what you face.
Yeah.
Because I hear...
We even have parish councils here declaring climate emergencies, as if they could do it.
Yes.
But there you are.
That's everywhere worldwide.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
In from the break, just to say to you, Deborah, that person at the beginning of that clatter of ads there, Michael Rivero, that first long ad for appeal for funds for RBN, he was an imaging expert in NASA, which he left 20 years ago, and went to Hollywood doing very high-tech work. But because he exposed the Vince Foster murder, and because he could identify that the photographs in the newspaper were morphed, he was blacklisted from Hollywood and paid a shocking price. But he spotted this carry-on 20 years ago. But that's just a short little indent piece, okay?
Yes, I also have an interview that I did with Trevor Coppola. I think it was back in 2011 or 2012. Someone recently posted it, where I'm talking specifically about the NASA war document. And so people can just... Take a look at that. It's hair-raising. We'll discuss a little bit about...
That sounds very good, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, certainly... Yeah, you can maybe sometime play it on your show if you'd like. But what I'd really like to go over is the nanopolymer, which is causing tumors and breast cancer, and what the polynucleated snow is doing. Because What we have happening here
Give us, give us that name again. What type of snow is that? How do you spell that?
Yeah, poly? It's polynucleated snow. It's literally plastic dust that is being spread. It's cheaper than the ways that they were doing cloud seeding in the past. But it's nano, again, they're spraying so many things on us. So what we have is polymer snow. And years ago, toys made from the size of a pencil eraser, when dropped in a glass of water, would grow to the size of a glass inside. This is a powdered form of plastic. It acts like a miniature sponges that collect water vapor. It's far less expensive than silver used back when silver iodine was used to cloud seed. So for all of you that are listening, if you have snow outside, you might want to run a little experiment. I've been talking to people all over the country here, and they're doing these experiments. I'm going to describe the experiment to you now. Go out and get a handful of snow and pack it very tight to make a snowball, very tight one. Have a mason jar or some type of container with a candle in it, and people are using a pair of tongs, and you can hold that tightly compressed snowball directly over the flame, where the flame is actually singeing the snowball. In many of the areas here that are under attack, the snow is not melting. It's getting black instead of dripping and melting like snow should. And that's what an experiment will show you. Somebody also showed handfuls of snow in a plastic container put in their microwave, and it started sparking because of all the heavy metals. But that would be a good experience for all of you that are listening to understand the enormity of the manufactured weather that we're all facing. So I think we have to carry the notion of don't eat yellow snow into do not eat snow at all. And we have to consider what that's doing to poisoning our groundwater supplies, our streams, our lakes, the plant material, the fish, all of us, as the snow is melted, flowing over toxic lands and being delivered to municipal water supplies into our homes. So let's talk about a document that came out of the New York Times back in April of 1976. I'm going to go over this rather quickly, because I've discussed it previously, but I think it's extremely important. So again, it is a New York Times document called War of the Weathers, 1976. And it says, from space, one can control the Earth's weather, cause droughts, floods, and I want you to pay close attention to this one. From space, they can cause droughts and floods, change the tides, and raise the levels of the sea. They can make temperatures frigid. Then Senator Lyndon B. Johnson told a joint session of Congress in 1957, like many other legislators, he accepted the Defense Department's fantasies that the United States was in a race with the Soviet Union to develop environmental weapons. Now, I want to pause right here and discuss sea level rise and how that's manipulated by technologies that they, of course, can use from space and also in the oceans themselves. They can and do create blast wave accelerators, rogue waves, sneaker waves, and they cause massive coastal shore erosion. And it's forcing many low-lying communities to move further inland. I've done many, many videos about the all branches of the military are involved in the coastal war games. And again, go to stopthecrime.net. We don't have that posted back up on our new video channel, Stop the Crime, but you can go right under on the home page and you'll see other videos, all the ones that we have. So again, they can change sea level rise, and they are. They can change the tides, and they are. And they can create climate that is frigid, and they are, and they will, and it will get worse. President Johnson made the fantasies real by ordering rainmaking in Southeast Asia. Between 1967 and 1972, he and President Richard M. Nixon authorized at least $3.6 million annually on secret cloud seeding over North and South Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, in an attempt to muddy the trails and slow the enemy movements. That was called Operation Popeye. They also enhanced the rainfall by over 30%. The Pentagon defends this as being humane, saying raindrops don't kill people, bombs do. The Department of Defense denies it was seeding over North Vietnam in 1971, when the nation suffered the heaviest rains since 1945. In 1945, a million Vietnamese died of flood and famine. These are weather weapons. These are weather weapons. Senator Claiborne Pell, P-E-L-L, in 1973, introduced a resolution calling for an international treaty to prohibit environmental warfare. The Pentagon says its Climate Dynamics Program, you might want to look that up, Climate Dynamics Program, formally called Project Nile Blue, is peaceful and needed to detect Soviet attacks to disrupt North American weather. Now let's talk about Project Nile Blue. When I visited Cuba a couple of years ago, I learned that the United States directed an attack on Cuba during the transition from Batista to Castro, and they were pummeling Cuba so that they would not be able to survive easily without the income from their tobacco. And they've done that to Venezuela. They've knocked the power out in Venezuela. They're massively attacking those areas. And, of course, many of those Castro and the other leaders of these other South American nations were horrified that they would be hit with cancer from the United States. And they were always talking about the idea that we were using weather weapons on them and certainly changing their power supply. We were doing all of this, and Project Nile Blue was used back in that period of time as well. But they say it's peaceful, and it needed to detect attempts to disrupt North American weather. They say climate dynamic researchers using computer models of oceans and atmosphere have studied ways to melt the polar ice caps, generate disruptive storms, and otherwise use key environmental instabilities to release huge amounts of energy. Now, I'm going to pause and add this. Our water is being heated up. It takes a tremendous amount of energy input to heat up the water. We're going to have many different types of growth in the water supply that will be deadly and toxic to fish and to drink ourselves. We'll talk about that a little bit more. Going back to this article, they have found out.
Just ask you, just a quick question. The like Dubai, and they're saying there is natural freezing, increased freezing of the oceans, et cetera. But it's been outpaced, you're saying, by the weapons they're using to defrost the Arctic and the Antarctic. Is that a way of putting it?
The weather weapons are doing everything that we're being told climate change is doing. And that is complete weather, global weather control. When we traveled abroad, when we could, before COVID, there are no borders, not anywhere. We've gone to Russia. We've gone to many places throughout the world. There are no borders. So I'm going to continue with this article. They have found how the United States, acting secretly from space, could inflict bad weather on the United States, therefore ruining harvests and keeping the country dependent on United States grain imports. In the Soviet Union, engineers are reversing the Arctic-flowing Perchera River, P-E-C-H-O-R-A, River. They're reversing the flow and creating inland seas, actions that experts say will alter global climate. But this is considered peaceful. In 1975, the National Academy of Scientists reported that cooling in the Northern Hemisphere since the 1940s makes the start of a new ice age within 100 years a small but real possibility. Scientists cannot determine whether the cooling is caused by humans or if one nation's had weather is caused to another's weather modification program. The hostility arising from these programs is obvious. Global climate changes prompt many nations to use modification techniques. The world's unstable political climate demands that such techniques, and they're also, listen to this, they're giving out and handing out reparations for those who suffer from droughts and storm damage. So our global economy on all levels is being pummeled. And the global infrastructure, we're talking about bridges, we're talking about wastewater treatment plants, which they're sitting atmospheric rivers over the wastewater treatment plants, and they're causing them to literally breach the capacity that of cleaning up the sewer water and urine and pharmaceutical water, and they're flowing into lowlands and down your creeks and streams out into your oceans. Now, because they can increase and do increase the sea levels, they can block the flow out of the rivers and streams and force it to back up further on land. And this is what has been happening, too. When that occurs, it's certainly flooding out levees, destroying levees. We saw much of this activity done during Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. That was a weaponized weather attack. Make absolutely no mistake. So yeah,
it was actually seen that NAFTA destroyed the levees that weren't taken out naturally. And the communication tariffs. That was actually witnessed.
That is true. Now, I'm going to go over an interview that I had some years back, actually in October of 2011. And I interviewed Dr. Bill Deagle, who I've also been on his program for quite a while. And I was discussing weather control. And you can find this transcribed interview on our website entitled ToxicSky.org. We run that site as well. I want to also suggest to everyone, we also run PrimaryWater.org. We are not running out of water. And we're all going to be facing strict water reduction requirements because they're going to tell us we are running out of water, just like we have been told we're running out of fossil fuels. Of course, we all know our petroleum never did come from dead dinosaurs. But getting to this interview that I did in 2011, it was really one of the scariest interviews I had ever done up to that point about the weather, because it was a discussion about weaponized weather and toxic electronic plagues. And Dr. Deagle, of course, is a master at a variety of different modalities, and he's worked in Bethesda and the Institute of Colorado, and he was a civilian doctor on contract with the U.S. Space Command, Star Wars, in the mid-90s in Colorado. And he's had a background in bacteriology and genetics, and he knows exactly what's going on in terms of the material, because he took care of pilots flying out of Buckley and Peterson Air Force bases in Colorado that fly the high-altitude drones and the robotic drones and the aircraft that are dumping these biotoxins in the air. So as I was discussing with him this, he said that all of these dispersions, particularly the bacterial dispersions, started way back in the 1920s with biplanes. And I found that to be absolutely true. I investigated that. And I also found out that they were parking Navy ships and using hoses to spray into the fog that they create over San Francisco in the mid-1950s. And they sprayed toxins on, at that time, there were 800,000 people that lived in San Francisco, and they created urinary tract infections. And there were no drugs or medications at that time to assist the people that had urinary tract infections, and they're finding that all of those biologicals are still lingering in the area today. But don't be feeling, oh, I'm glad I'm not in San Francisco. You're getting sprayed by all this stuff as well. We all are. And I can cite that particular one because I've got the documents on that. But there are basically four types of biotoxins Dr. Deagle was discussing. And he said most people are aware of just a couple, but not all four. He said the first type of biotoxin is bacterial and viral and microbial and fungi. They're doing testing, and they're sending these dispersions out there at low altitude. Now, I will add one thing. In many instances, they are not testing any longer. Testing is over. Experimenting is over. They know what these types of toxic biotoxins sprayed on us will do. So he goes on to tell me at that time during the interview that there are basically three levels of chemtrails, which are basically chemical and biological and other nanotechnological agents that are released into the atmosphere all the way from low atmosphere to high. If you're looking at low atmosphere, those are primarily dispersions of biological weapons and those chemicals. He goes on into more detail. I'm not going to go over it all, but he talks about the number one military project is they're looking at dispersion of biological agents. In fact, 85% of the research in the United States military is in terms of biological weapons research, and 85% for the last 25 years is not in growing viruses or bacteria, but creating what is called microtoxins under stressful conditions. And microtoxins are used on the battlefield. And I will tell you right now, we are all on a battlefield, and we are the enemy. But they also want to use them in Operation Sunshine. So I looked up Project Sunshine, and I will go over that with you in a few minutes. It's utterly diabolical. So I'll continue with what Dr. Deagle was telling us. So again, you can also look up Project Sunshine for yourself, but it was the use, I'll just tell you some of it right now. It was the use of using dead babies or babies or mentally ill people to test the levels of radiation to see what would occur. And I'll go into a little more detail when I finish with this. Microtoxins are used in the battlefield, but they also want to use them in, as I say, Project Sunshine. They come over with small robotic helicopters that can spray a population and knock us out. It doesn't kill us. It paralyzes us, and then they can do whatever they want to do with us. They can disorientate the population, and they via the atmosphere. Those include genetically modified organisms that are they're nanotechnologies developed nanoorganisms that are basically biorobots. The fourth military project, the fourth level, they're returning the entire atmosphere into, turning the entire atmosphere into what's called a plasma. And then they put these particular particles, like nanoparticles of barium, thorium, and strontium. And every 15th or so atom of thorium by nature is radioactive. Now, we're going to get into a situation that we're going to talk about gamma rads in a minute. They're doing this because they're creating a plasma, and they do the upper atmosphere with this. And so I'm going to talk about what was just posted. This is pertaining to the United States, but this would pertain to the worldwide life expectancy. And what we have just been told in the last week is in the United States, life expectancy has dropped in the year of the pandemic, and the worst decline of life expectancy since World War II. So they're telling us, and this, as I said, would apply to all countries. So all of you that are listening, your life expectancy is being dropped, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about how that is occurring. Besides all of the toxic foods, water, air, and toxic chemicals used in home construction, even toxins used in your cars. In fact, I recently heard that there's benzene in many of the interior car fabrics, and it's best if you're in a newer car to drive around with your windows down. So you heard the solution to that toxic addition to the interior of your car. Keep your windows down.
I'll just add one to that. Mike Adams has one of the most advanced laboratories in the world, CWC Labs, and he has tested washing powder, and it's on his site. It's a horror story of hundreds of chemicals in washing powder, and he referred to
Absolutely. So the life expectancy in the United States has dropped a staggering amount in 1 year during the first half of 2020, and this coronavirus pandemic, they say, has caused the first wave of deaths. Well, they're playing it off against the coronavirus because they're killing us in many ways. They say minorities have suffered the biggest impact, with Black Americans losing nearly 3 years from their life expectancy and Hispanics losing 2 years from their life expectancy. And again, these are preliminary estimates from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Now, I want everybody to realize that the Center for Disease Control is a corporation doing business out of the state of Georgia. Their business is to make money. And their business and their business and profits is based upon vaccines. So it's most important to understand they are not a public advocacy group, as many people believe falsely that they are. But they say about this life expectancy decline that it's a huge decline. And whoever oversees the number for the CDC has said to have to go back to World War II in the 1940s to find a decline like this. And they go on to say how this is showing the profound impact of COVID-19. Again, the cover story for the depopulation and the genocide of all of us on many, many fronts. Now let's talk about one of the big issues that we face worldwide. And I'm going to go over this now. I hope you have pens and paper or you're going to remember this, but you may want to go to this website after I go over this information. It's called DU Weapons, that's plural, DU Weapons at gmail.com. Now, I have known the person that runs this website for a very long while, and I just looked at the total gamma radiation in the United States for 2021.1, as he calls it. I'm going to go over this because this affects every single one of you wherever you live on this planet, okay? Gamma radiation data from government officials display recent total gamma radiation reports showing huge failures to tend to business. They go on, and this is a discussion between January 1st of 2010 and 2021, and he shows a graph. And he talks about gamma radiation in America and how denial is very strong by Americans and actually the rest of the world, and we can expect it often, denial, denial, denial. But he encourages us not to get down when you hear this information. So I'm going to suggest that you consider his advice. Try not to get down when you hear what we're going to talk about. Millions of folks who know the score on the RADs persevere, find others, and figure out what to do. So that's what we all must do as we start to realize the enormity of the mega deadly conspiracies that we confront that are literally a full spectrum dominance. They've left nothing out. So let's get into this. He talks about how you must remember that cesium-137 attacks the heart. Well, we're having many more heart attacks. You're going to hear many heart attacks. Well, of course, that's also from frequencies. and many other causes. But cesium-137 is a relentless enemy of your heart. It's remorseless, and the rads just bide its time. He goes on to tell us, when I started the Gamma Radiation Chronicle, the idea of a million counts of gamma radiation per week was a bit far-fetched. Now we are all being zapped constantly in this gamma radiation hellhole. Deadly gamma radiation from 2010 to 2019 increased 10 times as measured by our irresponsible government agencies that lie. 10 times. We are being so deceived to death. Never mind that the measured million counts a week plus top radiation was way over the gamma radiation maximum safe level. As all of us, the perps are included in this too, are already irradiated forevermore. The nuclear weapon makers and private nuclear hustlers are truly a sloppy nuclear death cult that holds sway over everyone. Gamma radiation data from government officials display recent total gamma radiation reports showing failures and discrepancies in the information. As in all reporting, we should expect that. Gamma radiation in the wild escapes only from nuclear reactors and detonated or broken nuclear weapons. That's the only way. All at the surface of the Earth, there's no other sources. Now, again, those sources are from nuclear reactors, detonated, or broken nuclear weapons. Now, we can think of a number of detonated nuclear devices, and certainly Fukushima on and on. But we also know...
Chernobyl. That's what would have come out of Chernobyl. Yep.
Yes, okay. Which was American-made and made to fail, and this was used as a weapon, of course. Everyone knows that. I hope everyone knows that. Gamma radiation is and always has been incompatible with life on this planet. How much gamma radiation is it? It is more than enough gamma radiation to kill every living thing on Earth. Two questions are, how much gamma radiation have you absorbed today from 10 years ago? Now listen to this, and of course I'm in the West Coast, and he's saying the West Coast of the United States earned its own deadly radiation from the Fukushima reactor complex in northeast Japan. And the four wrecked American-made reactors are still pouring out radiation today. And Japan is blaming us for this disaster. As well they likely should. I'm sure it is a global think tank agenda, and they're all working together in some form. But he goes on to say 2020 was not a good year reactor-wise. Conclusion, the amount of rad in the air now dooms humanity to a relatively quick extinction. And he wants this information shared far and wide, and I have it posted on stopthecrime.net. I think you'll find it under a separate link on the menu page, gamma radiation. And if you don't, because we're struggling with our site, our certainly our YouTube video channel being taken down, you can, again, subscribe and get these directly to you. Just request to be subscribed and go to duweapons, plural, at gmail.com. And I think we all need to understand the level of radiation that we all face. And this is a deadly event in and of itself. In fact, what we've learned is that they release toxic radiation regularly in the existing nuke facilities around the world as it is. So it doesn't need to be a Fukushima event or bomb testing. They're allowing releases from those facilities. In fact, here in California, there's a nuke facility called Diablo. That means devil. And it's south of San Francisco. Now, I did a video on that. You can go to my retrieved video archive section, and it's called Nuked. Something Nuked. Anyway, you'll find it. And what you're going to find is they knowingly built it on a huge earthquake fault. And then they claim after they finished construction and it was under full operation, they discovered another fault that they hadn't noticed initially. So that facility is to be decommissioned in a few years. But now they're saying that they may not be able to go strictly to renewable energies. They may still need to use the nuclear energy from the nuke sites. So it may not be decommissioned. But when I was doing that video, which you can listen to, Nuked, I found out Kamala Harris's situation involved with that. Nasty and evil to the core. And I will say no more. You can look that up for yourself. This is before what happened now with these elections that are just the laughter. It's just a spectator sport and the entertainment for the global elites to watch all these elections take place, because, of course, they don't mean and make any difference whatsoever. So let me talk about Project Sunshine a bit, that you heard me discuss in the interview I did with Dr. Bill Deagle. And again, this is horrific, because I will tell you, I know people whose parents lost babies back during the time that they say these experiments were happening on stillborns. And here's what one of the headlines says: stillborn babies used in radiation testing. The U.S. government researchers conducted radiation tests on stillborn babies in Chicago during the 1950s. The Department of Energy reported this in the latest revelation about the wide-scale use of humans in Cold War experiments. In the Chicago test, the scientists cremated newly deceased infants and measured the amount of strontium-90, a radioactive substance, in the remains. Parents were likely not notified or asked permission for the use of their children in these experiments, according to the Department of Energy. This is another cabal-run agency, the Department of Energy. The officials that were familiar with that case said that the parents likely weren't told. Of course not. The tests were part of Project Sunshine, a massive study conducted by the Atomic Energy Commission, which is AEC, a forerunner to the Department of Energy, to determine the long-term effects of nuclear radiation fallout on humans. Strontium-90 is among the radioactive particles that typically linger in the body following nuclear weapons testing. Goes on to say, the release of long-time classified information about the Chicago Baby Project following recent reports. And I hear a break coming up, and I will finish this discussion on the other side, because the best part of this is yet to come.
No, that's fine. Ken actually ditched two ad breaks or so as to facilitate you today. Okay, we'll be back after the top of the hour.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.